You are Locked On Knicks, your daily podcast on the New York Knicks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Shot blocked. Porzingis with his fourth projection. Courtney Lee for three. Beasley lines up. Ntilikina.
What he does is contagious. Becomes infectious.
And across the lane. Baker launches. Jack to Porzingis. Fires up the ball.
Welcome, everybody, to Locked On Knicks, the podcast that's in the 99th percentile of explaining, complaining, and entertaining. I'm your host, James Mastino, a.k.a. Def Jam Gundy. You may know me as NBA Injury Report on Twitter, and this is episode 355. Woo-wee! On today's show, the regular season is here. If you're listening to this the day of the release of this show, tonight the Knicks play an actual game that counts in the actual standings against the vile and loathsome Atlanta Hawks at home at Madison Square Garden. And it's my last time to preview this upcoming season. So what I want to do today is give you guys a preview using something that's so close to my heart, even closer than live events, something that I love so much. And that's the Notorious B.I.G. Someone, I should say, not something. That Biggie versus Pac question from the mailbag the other day, it got me revisiting all Biggie shit, all of which is flawless. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you guys a very Biggie Knicks season preview. I'm going to go through, track by track, Biggie's seminal masterpiece, Ready to Die, and for each track, I'm going to draw an analog to the upcoming Knicks season. It's going to be a little bit like the Knicks preview a la food, only it's just going to be me. I can't have any of these guys mess this up for me. Biggie is too close to me. Too close to my heart. And I want to give you guys the best Biggie-themed preview that I possibly can. So without further ado, hit it, Marv!
Yes!
Ready to Die opens with a very cinematic introduction. It's not a song, but it's important. It sets the stage for what's to come, even if it's not as important as the meat of what's to come. And the intro to Ready to Die is just the garden. It's the pageantry of a Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. They have a very cinematic presentation. They've got those spotlights, and the crowd is sort of darkened. Not a lot of arenas do that. They've got the fans, which, you know, give it a feeling unlike any other arena in sports. They've got that beautiful ceiling. They've got Celeb Row. It's not the most important thing about a Knicks game. You know, that's the Knicks. Of course. Always. Right? Like, that's not controversial. But without the garden, it would feel a little bit different. It would feel a little bit off. And without the intro on Ready to Die, you could say the same thing. Once we get through the introduction, we get to the first track, the first proper track of Ready to Die. And that's Things Done Changed. I sound
so dorky as I hear myself saying it. But I don't care. I love it.
Things Done Changed. It's basically about how much more dangerous it is out here than it used to be. People used to fist fight. Now they're using guns. Like, our parents don't even want to take care of us anymore. We're so wild. And for Things Done Changed, I'm going to say for this next season, it's just about the media landscape in general. Everywhere, but especially in sports. With the rise of the internet, there are so many more outlets, so many more opinions out there. You got assholes like me breathing down Fizz's neck for some offhand comment he makes about mid-range shots that I'm probably putting too much stock in. And it's dangerous out there. You got to navigate a whole minefield. The same goes not just for Fizdale, but for the players. Every year, there's more and more scrutiny, and it makes it more difficult to function. I'm part of the problem. I'm also part of the solution for enjoying watching a team as troubled as the Knicks have been, I hope. Right? But you got to be careful. The media landscape that guys like Clyde grew up in was nothing compared to this. Clyde could show up to a game like eating a cake with his hands, drinking a beer, smoking cigars. No one would say anything. Not the case anymore. Things Done Changed. Can you imagine the gall that I'm comparing the dangerousness of like Biggie's life with an intense media landscape? But here we are. Things Done Changed.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know.
Next comes Gimme the Loot. This song is really about robbing people and not giving a fuck about who you're robbing. And this to me is Mitchell Robinson luring dudes into taking shots at the rim and then just sending that shit back. Let's pull out a quote from Gimme the Loot. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood on my shirt. So Biggie's talking about killing someone and then going to their wake still drenched in their blood. And to me, this has sort of already happened with Mitchell Robinson. We saw him laughing while Markieff Morris, whichever Morris it was, does it really matter? They're both bums, right? Was barking at him. He was barking at Mitchell Robinson all angry, all in his feelings. And Mitchell Robinson's just standing there laughing. And that's, we're going to see a lot more of that. He's going to keep calm. He's going to keep cool. He's going to eat a lot of people's souls. Another line from this just fantastic song. That's why the fuck he keep looking, I guess to get his life tooken. And that's someone looking at the rim, right? Trying to drive the lane. Mitchell Robinson's like, I guess you want your life tooken. Well, I can do that. I'm here. Give me the Loot. In just a second, I'm going to tell you why Machine Gun Funk is related to Enes Kanter. I'm not going to say it is Enes Kanter. That's giving him a lot of credit. But it's related to Enes Kanter. Before I do that, I just got to tell you guys about my bookie. MyBookie's the best. That's where you want to bet. You guys like to bet on sports? You got to use MyBookie. I use MyBookie. Join now, and MyBookie is going to match your deposit dollar for dollar. You just got to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's it. Visit MyBookie online. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON when creating your account to claim that bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. Then we've got Machine Gun Funk, which is just a classic Bose track. You know, you guys like rap, right? Everyone's got a bunch of these where you just talk about how great you are. Whether it's killing people, or rapping itself, having sex, whatever it is, right? And this, I'm going to give a shout out to just Enes Kanter's general demeanor. He loves to talk shit, you know? But I think there's an important line from this that helps refine that idea even more. And that line is, just because I joke and smoke a lot, don't mean I don't tote the Glock. So for all the shit that I say about Enes Kanter being corny, the dude's fucking brolic, which means strong. If you're not from the New York, New Jersey area, or the United States, you might not know that slang. Brolic, strong. But Enes Kanter, again, I give him all the shit for being corny, but he doesn't back down from anyone on the basketball court at all. And off the court, he's standing up to a literal dictator in Turkey, and he's standing up for what he believes in. The dude is no joke. Like, he is sort of a joke, but he's no joke. just because he jokes and smokes a lot, don't mean he don't tote the Glock. He's gonna talk shit. He's gonna boast. He's Enes Kanter. He's out here doing Enes Kanter things, right? Let's talk about Warning, another great track, another A-plus track. What do you want from me? In Warning, Biggie susses out a conspiracy using his vast network. He gets a call from a friend who's putting him on to a plot of some guys he knows. They're going to jack Biggie for all his drug money. So Biggie, he flips the script, and he kills the guys who are going to try to jack him for his drug money. And this is Scott Perry using his vast network and his influence to avoid getting jacked, not for his drug money, but in trades, unlike so many other Knicks regimes of the past. He's saying, no thanks, Jimmy Butler, not interested. We know you're a free agent. I'm not going to get jacked for you. We know the KD is coming here, so we're not giving up assets to get you. He's saying no thanks to attaching firsts to get rid of Joakim Noah's contract, for instance. I'm just going to tell you guys, rest of the league, I know a lot of general managers listen to this show, Locked On Knicks. It's the first thing on most general managers' playlists first thing in the morning. I've been told by lots of reliable sources around the league. And I'm just going to tell you guys, if you're listening to this right now, other general managers, you've got a red dot on your forehead, just like those bumps at the end of Biggie's seminal song, Warning.
Yeah. Yeah. You ready, motherfucker? We gonna kill your ass.
I'm ready. Next up is Ready to Die. Another banger. And of note, there is a line in Ready to Die. I got techniques dripping out my butt cheeks. Sleep on my stomach so I don't fuck up my sheets. First of all, just a beautiful, beautiful wordplay here. So clever. So fun, right? So evocative. So provocative. And this, to me, is something that I don't want us to forget about during the dark months early in the season. KP skills. Kristaps Porzingis has techniques dripping out his butt cheeks, the likes of which we haven't seen in this league. That's why they call him a uniform. Dude is the unicorn. Sorry, not the uniform. Pretty much the opposite of a uniform is a unicorn, if you think about it. KP is 7'3", shot just under 40% on volume three-point shooting this past season. Have you seen a 7'3" crossover this guy does? I mean, he can do it all. And it's going to be tough sometimes this season. But remember, we've got a center. We've got a savior who's got techniques dripping out his butt cheeks. And I bet he sleeps on his stomach so he doesn't fuck up his sheets. I bet he does.
Are you hoes calling here for my daddy girl's a dick? Like that, mommy?
Next up is One More Chance. And this is just the classic sex brag. You know, one of the real stalwarts in any good rapper's repertoire. That's just bragging about how good you are at sex, right? This is a family show. Maybe not this episode, but in general. So, I'm not going to get too dirty with it. This is a filthy song. And what I want to say about this is the demeanor that I want Frank to adopt this year. I've got a prescription for Frank. And I want him to listen to this once a day. Preferably as soon as he wakes up to get him in the mood, which I know sounds a little deranged, but I'm telling you, it's necessary. I can't quote anything from this. Again, it's extremely dirty, but it's just like, I am truly the best. I have all the confidence in the world, and that's what I need Frank to adopt, because he is the best. He just needs to believe, and then he can achieve. Next up is an interlude. It's not a song. It's called the Fuck Me Interlude, appropriately enough. This is just basically a bunch of gross sex sounds that I would rather not hear, right? It's fine. Sex is healthy and good, and I'm glad that Biggie feels good about himself, or did, you know, rest in peace. I just kissed my fingers and made a peace sign to the sky, in case you're wondering what that noise was. But it's nasty, and I'd personally rather not hear it. This is, again, already sort of happened, but this is Enes Kanter talking about his nipples. It's gonna probably happen again. I can't imagine this doesn't come up again. Enes Kanter saying his nipples get hard when he thinks about the playoffs. I just have a feeling we haven't heard the last about Canner's nipples. Am I part of the problem? Yes. My bad. I'm bringing it up when I should let it go. But it is what it is, you know? In just a second, I'm going to talk to you guys about the what and why that's related to David Fizdale insisting that people are going to have to earn their minutes this season. It's going to make sense. Just bear with me, all right? But before we do that, I got to talk to you guys about live events and how important they are to me. You guys know I go to a Billy Joel show once a week, and I couldn't do that without one of our incredible sponsors, Vivid Seats. It's an app. You get it wherever apps are. Find them. You know how to find apps, right? You go in there, and you pick your seat for anything. It could be for a Billy Joel show. If Biggie was around still, you would definitely be for a Biggie show. It could be for a Knicks game, I guess. It could be for the theater. The important thing to remember is that Vivid Seats guarantees your tickets 100%. And when you use the code LOCKEDON, you get $20 off orders of $200 or more. That's carry the one, 10% off just for using code LOCKEDON with Vivid Seats. Next up on the docket is the what? Notably co-starring Method Man. The refrain of the what is fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you gotta work hard for it. And this is David Fizdale's catch what you kill edict, his mantra, you gotta earn that playing time. And we're seeing this early with the opening night starting lineup, which was announced. Fizdale had previously said that Kevin Knox was going to start at the small forward. Lo and behold, Fizdale unveils the starting lineup. And our beautiful, sweet baby Frank has been given the starting three spot because he earned it over Kevin Knox. And this was a question that we had about the culture that Fizdale is trying to establish. Does he actually mean this? Catch what you kill, eat what you kill, whatever he calls it. You know what I mean? The point being that you have to earn your playing time. This is the first time he's going to be serious about this. There's always going to be considerations of contract, and for, you know, us to pretend that doesn't exist is a little bit silly. But I don't mind him saying that, you know, you've really got to earn it no matter what your contract is. And I think to a large extent, it seems like that's going to be true this year. The early returns are good. Quick starting lineup thoughts, it's fine. Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway Jr., Frank Ntilikina, Lance Thomas, Enes Kanter. Those guys earned a starting spot. There's no perfect lineup configuration. Everything is going to have a massive hole somewhere, either offensively or defensively, with this Knicks team. Frank's development is hugely important, so I'm really glad to see that he's in the starting lineup. I think he earned it. And this starting lineup is going to evolve a lot as the season goes on. The next game, it might be different. So there's nothing really to worry about here. I'm totally fine with this starting lineup, even though I guess I don't love it. I like to see Frank and Knox at the same time. But Knox looked pretty bad the last couple games of preseason. Am I worried about him at all long term? No, not at all. But he might struggle heavily at first. Let's not forget, I'm going to say this a million times, kid's 19. There's no bad thing at all about slow playing it and introducing him into the starting lineup slowly. Totally fine. The what? Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you gotta work hard for it. And that's what we're gonna see, hopefully, this year with David Fizdale and playing time for the kids. Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip,
motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers.
Next up is Juicy. Famous line from Juicy is, I never thought it could happen, this rap and stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. This song's about living the impossible dream. You know Juicy. For Biggie, that impossible dream was rap superstardom, excuse me, coming out of a life of poverty. For Lance Thomas, who I'm dedicating this song to, living the impossible dream is about crafting an NBA career with very little skill, but extreme determination. Lance Thomas, Juicy. Also, Juicy is extremely overrated. It's fine. It's good. It's not Biggie's best song. Any list that says that is wrong. Any person who says that is probably someone who goes to a bar where they have an 80s night once a week, and they're like, oh my god, I love Madonna. You know, it's like Juicy, it's fine. Juicy's good. It's a good song. Lance Thomas is fine. He's overrated, though. His defense isn't that good. But he overcame incredible odds to get where he was, is. Just like Biggie overcame incredible odds to get where he was. Juicy. Lance Thomas. Right?
Right.
Next up is Everyday Struggle. This is a song about being fed up with how difficult life is. A notable quote from this one. I don't want to live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. And this one goes out to Emmanuel Mudiay. He's going to have a hard time this year. He's going to feel like giving up. I don't want to see him give up. I don't think the Knicks should guarantee him any time. I'd like to see them cut him. But this is his life. He's a basketball player. So I think he's got to, you know, fight through it. He's got to do everything he can to fight through it. But he's going to have some serious struggles this year. He's going to feel like quitting sometimes. I don't want to dwell on this. So let's leave it at that. Everyday Struggle, Emmanuel Mudiay.
The act of making love.
Next up is Me and My Bitch. It's about Biggie and his woman, and he loves her very much. But his enemies kill her in order to get to him. And this one goes out to other teams trying to pry Frank away from us in trades. Frank is ours. People are going to try to get him because they know he's good. They're going to try to get to us, but we're not going to let him. Biggie let them. I'm not going to blame Biggie for this fictional scenario where his woman was murdered by his competition. You know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is that in this fictional scenario, he didn't protect her. But we're going to protect Frank. The front office is not going to repeat Biggie's mistake. Steve Mills has been saying it. They're going to learn from the mistakes of the past. And one of those mistakes is letting your enemies kill your woman. In this case, our beautiful, sweet baby Frank. He's everything to us. And he's not going anywhere.
Oh.
Next up is Big Papa. You know this. It was one of the singles. It's a seduction song. It's about Biggie seducing someone, right? And this is Fizdale and the Knicks' charm offensive in luring free agents all season long. Here's the key quote from this one. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things that make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You go call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around two. And that's Fizdale. He's in the ear of these rooks. In this case, in this song, it's sexual. I'm stretching the metaphor a little bit. It's not gonna be sexual when he seduces free agents. But we've seen this. He's talking to these guys at the draft combine. They're like, oh yeah, Fizdale seems cool, right? When he's like dapping dudes up at the end of games and shit. He's going to be like, yo, what's up? I'm cool. I'm David Fizdale. And they're going to be like, yeah, I want to play for him sometime. Big Papa, seduction song. It's the Fizz way. We know Fizz can seduce. We have ample proof of it. And we're going to see more of that this season. Next up is Respect. This is Biggie's coming of age tale. He talks about almost getting strangled by his umbilical cord, almost didn't make it out of the womb. Talks about rupturing his spleen, playing football, crushing another dream. Talks about going to jail for various illegal activities. But at the end, he comes out of it, and he's Biggie, right? He gets through everything, and he's Biggie. And this is just the state of the Knicks in general in 2018-19. They've been through hell over the past 20 years. I'm not going to rehash any of it. You guys know all the bad things that have happened to the Knicks. But they're not a joke anymore. I firmly believe this. Things are looking different for them now. They have direction. They have young talent. They've got a front office in place that looks like it knows what it's doing. The money quote here is, 94, now I explore new horizons. Just pretend that's 2018. But 94, now I explore new horizons. Mama smile when she see me. That's surprising. Honeys is tantalizing. They freak all night. Peep ducking cops on the creep all night. As I open my eyes and realize and I changed. Not the same deranged child stuck up in the game. See what I'm saying? Things all of a sudden are looking good. He doesn't even understand it. He's like, why'd my mama smiling at me? That's surprising. Why are these honeys freaking me all night? They're tantalizing. You know what I'm saying? This is where it is. This is what it is to be a Knicks fan 2018-19. We're surprised. But we shouldn't be anymore. Get ready for the new normal of confidence. Is that a little pie in the sky? Am I being wishful thinking? I don't think so. This is my firmly held belief. They're not going to be perfect, but they're so much better than they've ever been before. Knicks have gone through so much hell. Things are looking so much brighter for the foreseeable future. Next up is friend of mine. Basically, in this song, this is a little bit of a rough one. He's upset because he's been betrayed by his girl who slept with a friend of his. Apparently, this happens to him a lot, according to this song. And the refrain is, "You know that ain't right with a friend of mine." And he acts out. He lashes out. He goes wild. He, like, doesn't respect women anymore in this song. Right? So, what that is it's something that on some level is understandable because he's been hurt, but it's not okay, and you gotta tighten that shit up. Act like a man, which means respecting women, and just, you know, going about your business like a professional. And this is about whining about foul calls. Everyone does this all across the league, but I hate it. I hate whining about foul calls. They gotta just, like, keep playing. If I see Courtney Lee, who is supposed to be a veteran leader mentor, whining about foul calls and not running down the court, I'm going to freak out. So what I'm looking for is Fizdale, as the coach, to tighten that shit up. This is an emotional game. You're going to get upset when calls go against you. You're going to get upset when your girl sleeps with your best friend. But you can't write off all women forever after that, Biggie. And you can't whine about it, Knicks, and not get down the court. I'm looking for that to be, you know, rubbed out, pause, by David Fizdale this season. I want him to get a handle on that. I want the Knicks to, you know, pick and choose their bitching and not just bitch after every call that doesn't go their way. Getting close to the end here. We're up to unbelievable. Just an amazing spare primo beat, DJ Premier. For those of you who don't know, he was an incredibly important collaborator of Biggie's. Not quite as important as Biggie to Biggie's artistic output, but still very important and incredible in his own right. And this is basically what we hope Knox will be to KP someday, right? And this season, we hope that he shows signs that he can be primo to KP's Biggie. You hear what I'm saying? Can he take some load off of KP when it comes to the scoring? Can he help him out on the boards? Can he space the floor with his shooting? Can he be all these things that will complement KP and occasionally be on equal footing with him in terms of importance to any given win? We're going to start to get the answer to that this season. Finally, there's one more song on Ready to Die. If you're a kid and you're listening to it for the first time on Spotify, they've got all these bonus tracks. But Ready to Die, the actual album, ends with Suicidal Thoughts. That's the last song on the album. It's not all this other shit that Spotify's got on there. And in Suicidal Thoughts, Biggie hates himself and wants to die, basically. And this can sometimes be you, the Knicks fan. You wonder, what's the point? Do I deserve this fate? What have I done? But I'm here to tell you, you haven't done anything. You've just been stuck in a shitty situation. And things are going to turn around. Don't be like Biggie. Don't despair. Don't give in. Because I've been trying to tell you, brighter days are right around the corner. That's way too depressing a note to end on. So I'm going to give you guys one bonus track. And it's maybe my favorite Biggie song. Maybe. It changes from day to day. Kicking the Door from Life After Death. It's another DJ Premier beat. Just a fucking great beat. At the beginning, there's a little bit of a sketch. Skit, if you will, with someone called the Mad Rapper, who's all furious. He's like, I deserve to be famous. Why aren't I famous? My tracks are John Blaze. The more John Blaze than yours. And the Mad Rapper is Nets fans who are like, we're the kings of New York. You're not. The Knicks are Biggie. The Knicks own this town. They always have, and they always will. That is it for the Knicks season preview, Biggie Smalls style. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you got a moment, rate us on iTunes, subscribe to the show. If you have not already, tell your friends about the sensation that is Locked On Knicks. If you have not already, follow us on Twitter at Locked On Knicks or NBA Injury Report. Be chill to each other. Spay into your pets. If it's yellow, mellow, if it's brown, flush it all the way down. Only salt the pasta water. Take that. Data. Biggie's better than Pac. You fucking know it. Peace. I got more rides, the great adventure. Biggie. How are you gonna do it?